We live in a world where we invest a huge amount of our lives in work. The way we regard our work is of great importance. If our work has meaning, it becomes a blessing. If it has no meaning, it becomes a burden. Today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." He contrasts his work of the good shepherd to a hired man who looks after sheep. For the hired man, this is just a job he has to do. His heart is not in it. The good shepherd does the work because he wants to do it. His heart is in it. It's not the work he loves, it's the sheep. He loves them to the point of being willing to die for them. People who are like the good shepherd are fortunate people. They have found a real treasure. They haven't just found a work. They have found a vocation in life. They have an occupation in which they can put their hearts as well as a place to put their talents. Sometimes work can be difficult and burdensome, but it can grow with meaning because it's a labor of love. Think of the doctor or the dentist who calls the patient a few days later after a difficult procedure or giving a difficult news of an unfavorable diagnosis. Think of the teacher who calls the student later in the day and that family because something did not go well in that classroom. Think about the plumber or the craftsman or the carpenter who goes back to look at the work that was done and to make sure that the customer is satisfied. Think about the priest who calls a family who has lost a loved one a few weeks after the burial. Their heart is in what they are called to do. Life may contain difficulties and hardships. We cannot equate a happy life with an easy life. True happiness comes from the joy of work which is done well. Those who have found their work are blessed. No matter how humble or menial that work is, work brings out the best. Work leads to the road to salvation. Jesus found his work. It was to be the good shepherd to his father's flock. The good shepherd cares about his sheep to the point where he is willing to die to defend them. Second, he knows his sheep and they know him. We are not sheep. We are God's children. And God wants us to have a good life now and in the hereafter. If we find ourselves doing our work because we want wealth, power, control, regardless of what it is, there's something not right about that. All things begin and end with God. We have been given talents by God to bring those talents to other children of God, and their rights and feelings need to be respected. As we continue with our liturgy, let us continue to pray for the graces that God has given us. And also pray to be faithful to what God asks of us each day, no matter what our vocation in life is.